Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
623 and Allstate Kid of the Week coming up. I'm going to meet an Allstate agent in a second. You know, whenever we do anything with Allstate on the show, we like to introduce you to an agent doing great things in the community. Talk about the business a little bit. Before we get to that, anything in sports I need to know about other than the sports cast you did at 6 o'clock?
Not really, Steve. I think the interesting thing is a huge game for the Hawks tonight in Minnesota. And I kind of find Derrick Rose being traded in Minnesota interesting. Tom Thibodeau, D. Rose reunion. And yeah. Northwestern, a huge game tonight at Illinois.
And Derrick Rose done, basically.
He's having a pretty good year. Averaging around 18, about 5 assists.
Yeah, me too. Have we decided what we're going to do in the CLTV hour with Northwestern, speaking of that?
Yeah, there's a football helmet, and we have a couple of our...
Of our giant heads?
Do you have your giant head with you?
My giant head's in my office.
Okay, we'll have someone go get your giant
Carms,
head.
Carms, grab that, would you? Grab that
giant head. Okay.
Yeah, just one of those.
Hey, guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We aren't supposed to talk about what the item is.
Oh, we're not. Don't shut it. Don't shut it.
Because turn we're around. Going to...
I thought we just had to reveal
we're going to say, hey, keep watching us on the stream and then at CLTV in the 9 a.m. hour. And when you hear a cat, do cats growl? What is that noise?
Yeah, it's a growl.
Oh, that rah, 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 rah noise. So, then you'll call in and you'll be the seventh caller and you're going to get a prize if you know what the purple item in the studio
is. So you got to be watching TV.
Or the stream.
Or listen on the stream.
Yep.
This is exactly what you told me not to do yesterday in the meeting.
It
wasn't
is,
it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mary, I kind of been guilty too.
I know, I was counting on you, Andrea.
So I'm sorry. I slipped.
6:25, Lisa Jacino is here from Allstate, and nice to have you here as well. Good morning, and I'm sorry this started so early.
Oh, that's okay. Good morning.
What time do you normally get up in the morning?
6 o'clock.
Oh, well, it's not so bad, right? You have family, kids?
Yes, I do.
How old are your kids?
I have a 22-year-old.
Come
and
on!
A 14-year-old.
You do not. Carms, get some ID off her.
Yeah, it can't be.
Well, you look fabulous.
Well, thank you.
How long have you been with Allstate?
I have been with Allstate for 28 years.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I don't know. We're going to have to do some checking here. where's your agency?
I have two offices. I have one in Pilsen at 16th and Halsted, and I have another one in Humboldt Park off of North Avenue in Maplewood.
Biggest challenge is what?
Biggest challenge in the business?
Yeah.
Is helping people understand what they truly need to protect themselves.
Do folks fight that? Do they go, I don't know, Lisa.
Yeah, you're trying to overinsure me, but it's not the case. I mean, we really like to get to know our customers individually, get to know their families, what their interests are,
sure.
and make sure that they're properly protected.
And what got you into the business?
Actually, I was doing an internship when I was at Columbia at a non-for-profit. I studied marketing communications, and I was working in the public relations department, helping with grants, doing the write-ups for grants. And Allstate was always present. And being a Chicago girl, I wanted
to work. Very charitable company.
Very charitable.
Right.
And I wanted to work for a company that gave back to our community.
Right. I love Pilsen.
Yeah, so do I.
It was just
great
one of,
area.
Yeah, and say hi to Lisa.
Lisa, hey, love Pilsen. They just closed one of my favorite restaurants, though, Perez. They reopened it in the West Loop area. But love the community.
Love
do
it.
You find, too, that the community, I mean, that's a very warm, close-knit area, 18th Street, that whole
very
community.
Very much so.
Do you find, too, a lot of walk-ins, a lot of people happy that, you know, literally your door is propped open and you're there?
Most definitely. And I think the difference is, I mean, we truly embody helping, you know, the community, and it's wonderful to have families walk in and, hey, this is my cousin. I told him about you, and we get to know and grow with the family. So it's been great.
For people who thought maybe, or possibly thinking, well, maybe this is something I want to do. Maybe it's time for me to run my own business. Maybe I should be an agent. What's the process? Is it difficult?
Well, it's
takes
a process,
commitment.
Right? It takes commitment, and that's one of the things I love about being a small business owner is that I can introduce people in the community to this career. Many of the people that work for me out of the Pilsen office are from Pilsen.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing now with the North Avenue office, and teaching them this beautiful career and the fact that you can truly impact lives while doing it.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing. Now, I don't think Mark has enough collision and comprehensive. Mark, let's talk about where you are.
It's true. I don't, and... I was just realizing the security I would feel if I actually kind of insured myself in lots of ways. So maybe we can meet up after the show.
We're going to have to meet up, Mark.
Okay. Yeah.
What could
I
got
to make sure you're in good hands. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
We could insure. He's got a nice head of hair. We could insure that, I suppose.
Yeah, possibly.
Not that I'm not bitter, because I am.
You look good, Steve.
So for either office for you, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
I'm calling our main number, which is 312-850-0775.
Okay, and they can tell you whatever else you need, and go to allstate.com and find out about how to be an agent. Plenty of links right there, right?
Yes, there is.
Or they can call you?
Or they can call me or go to our website. We'd be more than happy to help them.
And thank you for your support of Kid of the Week, the Allstate Kid of the Week. It's a great program that we love. We're going to meet these three fine young men here in a few minutes.
Awesome. So
appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
6:29, let's take a break, come back with a big story, and you're going to meet three phenomenal Kids of the Week, co-Kids of the Week this morning. I'm watching you three. Let me tell you that right now. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
The Allstate Kid of the Week. Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential. Make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, you can help us recognize kids that go above and beyond for their community. Nominate a youth for the Allstate Kid of the Week. A kid you think we should know. Somebody like the three guys you're about to meet. And we have prizes for them. Amazon gift cards, Lou Malnati's pizza, stuff like that. But the most important thing is just recognizing the fact that they're getting it done. And they're changing the world. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for kids between 9 and 18 that you think we ought to know about for Kid of the Week. And if you see somebody, you read about somebody, it's not even somebody you know, that's fine. Send us that as well, right? Tune in every Tuesday for Allstate Kid of the Week. All right, earlier we were talking to Allstate agent Lisa Giacino, and let me bring her back in here. My microphone's all set. How do you know these three young men?
I met these three young men through a friend of mine who produced a documentary called For the Love of Mine, For the Love of Mom. His name is Mike Oquendo. And he went and visited these boys once he learned about their program and how they were inspired by this documentary. So I reached out to him and told him that I wanted to get involved and wanted to support the cause that they came up with. Being born and raised in this city, and I strongly believe that our kids are our future.
Well, of course, you bet.
And yeah. These boys are making such a great impact, especially in what's going on in our city right now.
Well,
and gun violence against kids.
Exactly. And you think about middle school.
Exactly.
Middle school, there's never more peer pressure. There's never more mean behavior, because it's that crossover, right?
Yeah.
You're not a little kid anymore, but you're not quite the big, tough high schooler. And middle schoolers can really be jerks, self-centered little jerks, but not our friends.
No.
Not our friends here. And no. The idea that three eighth graders step up like this is pretty cool. So yeah. What's the program called?
Their program is called Baskets, Not Bullets.
And let's meet the rock stars right now. I'm going to turn on every microphone in the building to make sure we get you guys on. Introduce yourselves.
My eighth grader at Oscar Mayer.
All right, Cole is an eighth grader. And?
Hi, my name is Jalen Harris, and I'm an eighth grader at Oscar Mayer.
And?
Hi, my name is Drew Donahue, and I'm an eighth grader at Oscar Mayer.
What's Drew's voice, man?
No, he's got a career in radio.
Unbelievable.
All you guys.
All right, Baskets, Not Bullets. Let's go in reverse order. Talk to me about Baskets, Not Bullets. What does it mean?
Well, we started it last year when we were in seventh grade, and it's just kind of started off as a school project, and it just took off from there.
And the idea is basketball.
Yes.
Not gangs and guns.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Jalen, you talk to me about it. Lean into that mic for me, bud.
What Drew said, it started off as a school project, but I had a direct connection because I had a family close friend who got killed by gun violence, Tyjon Lee.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Tyjon was who to you?
He was just a family close friend that I played basketball with.
In the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how scary is that?
Very scary.
So you wanted to do something. You want to help?
Yeah.
And Cole, what's your situation in regards to this? You know, these are your buddies, right?
Yeah. So at first, we were assigned to do just a school project. And at first, I mean, we didn't expect much out of it, but then we started reaching out to all these different people, and we got help from Miss Elise, who was our mentor, and She helped us establish all these connections with people like Lisa Giacchino, Miss Burgos, who's
grown-ups that get it.
Yeah, right.
You need grown-ups that get it.
Yeah, and different, just groups that could help us participate in different events where we could help the community out.
So, Cole, how does this work now? You just try to encourage basketball games wherever you can, where kids might be on the street if they weren't playing hoops?
So we support this program called Windy City Hoops, which mm-hmm. is a program that gets kids off the court and onto the streets. And that's basically our motto, getting kids off the
court. Off the streets and onto the courts.
Off the street onto the court.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You're doing great, man. And Jalen, where do you find the kids? You just go around and talk to everybody?
No, so we actually went to different schools to
get the word out.
Yeah.
Right. And did you get a bunch of people signing up right away?
Yeah, kind of after.
Yeah, because the word's got to get out. What about you, Drew? Is it a social media thing too? I mean, you're pumping this on Facebook and stuff?
We have an Instagram page.
Okay. Facebook. Facebook is so 2012. Yeah. when do the events take place? I mean, do you have them all the time?
Well, we went to Diego School. Mm-hmm. We did it at our school, and we did something at Lane Tech.
So you're getting around the whole city.
Yeah, so we just try to participate in as many events possible.
Lisa, do we know how many kids are involved in this already?
In their program?
Yeah.
No, how many are
we quantified guys? The number, you guys? Do we know how many kids are involved? Then I guess the number doesn't matter. The important thing is to get them out and get them playing, right?
Yeah, and I think the cool thing, too, is that they've gone to park districts and have shared their story and have worked with families and spoken against gun violence.
You should be very proud, and you guys, too, because when they came in, Steve, and you know, too, they came in, shook your hand, said hello, gave us a little bracelet that says baskets, not bullets. I just want to know how you guys feel because you're now becoming the mentors. You know, people are going to start looking up to you guys, too.
You put the men in mentor.
Yeah, it's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, you should feel good. Y'all should be proud. I'm proud of you. Y'all should be proud of yourselves.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. There's a lot of, listen, let me tell you something. There's a lot of grown-ups right now. They're driving to work going, boy, I should do something. And you know what? They don't. It's not because they're bad people. It's just people get busy and they go, oh, isn't that a shame? We should do something. You three, you're actually doing something. And for the rest of your lives, you can look back at this moment that you're doing something right now and wherever this program goes and be proud of yourself. Someday you'll have kids of your own. You'll tell your own kids about it. But you're already changing the world. So you're way more than just kids of the week. You're something else. I'm very proud of you three guys.
Absolutely. If people hear this, if some of the young guys out there, and girls too, if some people want to participate in this, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach out to them through their Instagram.
Okay.
Or they can contact us through our Facebook page or call the agency, and I can connect them with the program.
Cool. And go ahead, Joe.
Also, we have a GoFundMe page.
Oh, what is it? Okay. You guys can... Just GoFundMe and search baskets, not bullets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Look, I'm smarter than I look. All right. Before we run out of time, I want you three guys, when we come back, to just take a couple of seconds for each one of you and just whatever message you want kids to hear. Just anything you want to say. It's like, this is what I want you guys to know about our program or whatever. Just anything you want to say about this, okay? Cole, how do you think it's going so far?
Pretty good. I mean,
You feel like you're better than these guys? I mean, as far as the interview goes?
Because
I feel like you're nailing the interview. You feel like maybe...
We're in this together.
You're all right, Cole. Sponsored by Allstate, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. In studio with us, three co-kids of the week. And Allstate agency owner Lisa Giacchino, a big, big, big proponent of these three young men, and baskets, not bullets. Again, it's Cole, Jalen, and Drew. And Andrea, get in here.
I just want to know, you guys, again, congratulations on your success. I wanted to ask what you wanted to be when you grow up, but you already act so grown up.
It's a fair question. Cole, what do you want to be when you get old like me?
You know, I would love to be a basketball player, but realistically, I would maybe do something in finance. I don't know. I'm good with math.
Well, you'll be an agent.
Yeah.
Right? Bad, you know, sports agent. But here's the thing, dude. I love that you want to be a basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, because I have a theory, and Lisa, I don't know if you agree with this. Kids don't dream enough today. Kids get their faces buried in screens, and they don't let their imaginations go and go, what do I really want to be? I love that, dude. Mm-hmm. Don't give that up.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, if you turn into a, you know, an old guy that can't run anymore, me, then that's a different story. But let's just go with basketball first, agent second.
Yeah, that's my fun beat.
Excellent. Okay, Jalen.
A football player, probably a professional football player.
Really?
Yeah.
So is there any sport you don't play?
Yeah, hockey, tennis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get you on some skates. Hey, good luck. What position do you play in football?
I play running back.
Man, nice. You're the go-to guy. I don't like that.
Yeah, true.
And Drew?
Well, I'd like to be a football or baseball player, but... Okay. That's probably not going to happen.
Well. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
We're dreaming big. All right. So your backup plan after football or hoops is what?
I want to be on Saturday Night Live.
You're in the right spot here. Right?
Yeah, I'll be your comedy mentor. Have you been watching it?
Yes.
This season?
It's good.
It's funny.
I probably shouldn't go anywhere near this, I know, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, Steve.
What are the kids at school saying about our president? And remember, we're on the air.
Well, if we're on the air, I don't know if I can say anything.
Well, he did a good thing yesterday. He named a new national security advisor that everybody loves. So hopefully he'll start to figure it out, get it right. You guys are amazing. And Lisa, I can certainly see why you were so struck by them.
Thank you.
Remind everybody about this this documentary, which tipped this whole thing off.
So it's called For the Love of Mom.
Uh-huh.
It was produced by Michael Quendo, and he gives it for free to teachers, educators, has done public showings of it.
Sure.
It was featured on, on one of the WGN shows, I think,
Anna Bolivar. She did that, yeah.
So it's heart-wrenching, and we've done a lot of work with other youth that have been affected. We worked with the Burgos family and recently helped establish a scholarship in their daughter's name that was tragically lost to gun violence, and these young men have spoken with the family, and it's something that we all have to get involved in, and we all can do something about it.
Amen to that. And for everybody listening going, wow, it's a shame, I don't know what to do. Well, it's easy. What you need to do is support causes like this.
Exactly. And support causes like this. Support young youth. We have WE Day coming up.
WE.org.
Yes.
Check it out. Go to WE.org. Amazing Allstate program that has blown up into a worldwide happening.
Yeah, and there's WE Schools. Any educator that wants to get involved or parents that are involved in the school that would like their kids to be part of WE Day, they can go to WEDay.org. And sign up. You know, Allstate strongly believes that good starts young, and you're seeing it with these young men.
No doubt about it. And if you go to GoFundMe and the Baskets Not Bullets webpage, that's a great place to start as well to try to stem the tide of gun violence against kids. I mean, you guys ought to be worried about two things. Three things. Working hard in school, chasing girls, and having fun. You shouldn't have to worry about gun violence. But the fact that it is a part of your life and you're doing something about it, I couldn't be more proud of you. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here. And thanks to Allstate as well.
Thank you.
And good luck, Lisa, with all the good stuff you're doing.
Thank you.
Allstate, check out Allstate for the information on agency stuff and all the links you need for this as well. But we will highly recommend you go to the GoFundMe page and give whatever you can for Baskets, Not Bullets. And you guys enjoy your pizza. It's 6:56. We're back with more in a moment on 720 WGN.